And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin, co-hosting today with me, and the amazing Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, talking kayaks, talking all kinds of fishing here, bluefin and Dorado, whatever you want to talk, surf fishing, the whole thing.
Everything.
Yeah, and what a great show. And if you want to get through, one line open right now, right, Corey?
Yeah, only one line, and it's yours right now for the taking, 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. We've got a ton of text waiting to read off for Ron here, and you can do that only through the app, and it's a free download, super easy. You can listen to the archives, and like I mentioned earlier, I'm going to go home and listen to yesterday's show.
Yeah.
While I'm working.
You can listen to shows 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And on the archives. Does such a great job.
Somebody yesterday mentioned that he had been listening since the Marty days.
And yeah.
Are there archives back that far?
I'm not sure that they go back that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we actually have on the app some classics.
Okay. Which involve Marty.
So if you want to hear an old Marty show, go to the classics section on the archive and you'll hear a show.
Great.
You'll hear a show with Marty.
I used to just idolize that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd sit at the Fred Hall show looking at him going, oh,
yeah,
that's
Marty Milner.
Adam 12.
Yeah. Right. You and all the guys in the LAPD too, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Brandon.
Nice addition. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. What's going on, Brandon? Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Not too much. Going for a drive and tuned up the show and thought we'd call in with a little fish report.
Yeah, give it to us.
Yeah. The classic thing in November, a lot of opportunities, a lot of different things to do. You could probably say you have the most choices right now, but, you know, like I would say, for good reason, interest wanes and people are on and off to other things. But we had – hold on. I do. We ran our last open party out of Fisherman's, and we had Limit the Yellowfin, and a good sign of that bigger bluefin that's been around since April before dark. He got a 150-pounder on the kite.
Whoa.
And last couple lobster trips had limits at Catalina. It's definitely been better lobster fishing. I don't want to say it's 2004, 2005-esque, but it's definitely been better there. And on the sword tip, seems like those things are just now kind of starting to bite and get with it. And didn't have any bites on our trip yesterday. Jake had one that was 320 or 325 a couple trips ago. So we're still grinding it out on those things and hoping for a couple bites on those here today.
Wow, fantastic. And so Bite Sport Fishing is kind of doing it all. And we have, after this little storm, actually a big storm, goes through, they're expecting 2 to 4 feet of snow in Mammoth. We
Woo-hoo!
Heard last night. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is it's a big one coming in a cold storm, too. But after that, you look at Windy, it looks beautiful for a week. No wind and perfect time to go out there after Wednesday, I believe. So time to book. How do we book a trip when we want to go fishing with Bite?
And a little sidebar to that, you know, storms aren't always the greatest thing for a lot of types of fishing. Like, you know, dropping water temps, tuna and Dorado, probably not the best. But for our kind of classic fall-winter fishing, squid, swordfish, getting water temperature breaks and things like this, it's kind of okay to get things kind of churned up this time of year, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to come out, we're still run every day that we're not chartered, we're online out of Fisherman's Landing for open party if you want to come check out the Freeman. And then the 28 Parkers are doing it all too. Swordfish, lobster, offshore, all that stuff. I think we might be done with offshore here after this storm. We'll see. But definitely going to focus on the swordfish, the lobsters. And in years past, we've had that beautiful fall white sea bass fishing in November. So might do a goof off trip here too and try to kind of find that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great. So you can book the Freeman through Fisherman's Landing, right? Fishermanslanding.com or bitesportfishing.com?
Yeah, exactly. Or just look us up and we're easy to find.
Cool. B-I-G-H-T, bitesportfishing.com, right, Brandon?
Yeah, like the Southern California bite, exactly. Yep.
All right. Well, great to hear from you. Glad you're getting them. We'll be having you on the show. We look forward to having you on the show. I believe we have a January date set up, so we'll look forward to having you and probably hear from you before that.
Keep us posted on the show after the new year.
Yeah, for
all
sure.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Nice to hear from you.
It's so crazy, Pete. I walk down the dock here and I see that Freeman he's talking about.
Yeah, that thing's amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
it goes like 40.
It's crazy. If you haven't seen it, I mean, it's worth seeing.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I wonder who won the casting contest yesterday, by the way.
I don't know. Good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
We'll
and I saw the line, the Eyes Are Line contest going.
Yeah.
People over there cheering and going nuts. And
yeah.
For sure. They were giving away Dallas and Rick over there with a raffle. They were giving away certificates for the Shogun. Just
like all kinds of stuff.
Maui Costa.
Yeah.
There was like so much. It wasn't just like, here's a pack of hooks. There were hundreds of dollars flying out of there.
Lots of good stuff.
Insane.
Like, and then Mike and the Rollo Booth, they were selling things like crazy and raising money to take kids fishing.
Yeah.
It was good.
Fun day.
Selling the raffle tickets.
If you missed it this year, you have to be there next year.
Yeah.
I had lots of clients come by the store after they went there, and they said it was awesome.
That was a great trip. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were focusing on those, the seminars.
Yeah. There's some good seminars.
Bill Kavanaugh gave a seminar on the whole thing. And then Danny Wade and Jerry.
And then also Bill Batson did a thing on a railroad setup and stuff. Yeah, it was really good.
He's a really,
really
cool
interesting guy. Yeah, we had him on the show yesterday.
He's so intelligent and
very creative.
That's the word right there. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were selling those Batson kits with the guides and the rod and the whole thing yesterday.
Right.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Super nice, great
text here from Harry in Chula Vista, and he says, Where are your favorite kayak launching places for fishing and second viewing of wildlife? What do you think, Ron? Where do you like to send people to kayak launch?
Boy, in San Diego, they're everywhere. I mean,
they really are.
It's kind of crazy that in the South Bay, that little place we fished where we caught those big corbina.
Yeah.
Pepper Park.
Yeah,
that's
a good
awesome
spot.
Place.
And you can get out there and catch some bonefish maybe too. Find some ghost shrimp.
And in Mission Bay, I mean, you can pretty much launch anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
And I love drifting those, when the tide's coming in, I love drifting between those bridges, kind of line up with the buoys.
Yeah.
On either side of the bay, and then up by the yacht club, there's lots of little spots.
I know in L.A. and Orange County, like Newport Bay, the Back Bay in Newport has some great wildlife viewing as well as bonefish and different areas back there.
I've got one for each one.
Yeah.
Fiesta Island is like the coolest, most unique.
In San Diego.
Yes. Yeah. Fiesta Island in Mission Bay is the coolest, most unique thing to Southern California, where you can drive onto the sand up to the water.
Right.
You can't do that anywhere else.
And you can make your little camp. You have your lawn chair there, your car. You can go fishing, 30 feet away?
Yeah. Literally.
On that little eelgrass line right along Fiesta Island, it's great.
Just
spotty fishing.
Just one word of advice when you do that, and it's so easy to pull your kayak out and launch and super easy. Just make sure you pull up above the high tide line.
You got to know before you go.
Yeah.
So the second one for wildlife viewing, our lakes. If you ever want to see the coolest, from herons to
osprey,
deer.
Yeah,
you literally.
Bobcats.
I've gone along the bank and been up on deer 30 feet from me.
Wow.
That close. So, I mean, for wildlife
viewing. Yeah,
the lakes
for wildlife viewing.
So, speaking of wildlife.
Yeah.
Are you talking about your house or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, the boys did move out. They're married.
Yeah.
So it's gotten very civilized.
Is that Jared's middle name?
Yeah. Wildlife and Danger.
Yeah.
Hayden Danger. Anyway, Ava and I went up to Mammoth, and fishing wasn't great. We're at Lake Mary.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we noticed this big old bear. I mean, a big old bear. And he's walking along, and he's checking out all the fishermen. The fishermen would leave their little thing, you know, their little area, and they'd run up to the road, and this bear would go over and hit their tackle boxes.
He's looking for
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches,
wow.
You know. And then he would look in the water around for their stringers. And
are you kidding me?
Then he would go to the next person. And I'm just watching this bear just have his way with all these gear.
Everybody just stepping aside, right?
We're videoing it from our kayaks.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
And the bear gets in the water, and he's looking around this rock to see if there's a stringer of trout there, you know. And I looked over at Ava, and we were so close to him. I go, hey, Ava, how fast do you suppose this bear can swim?
Yeah. Well, they can run really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was crazy.
Now,
we got some great videos of this bear just taking it and holding a tackle box and shaking it.
Yeah,
like
my gosh.
Trying to
find out what's inside.
Yeah,
hey,
like, hey, any peanut butter jelly sandwiches in there?
So Ava, speaking of Ava, she took some inflatables to Oklahoma for some people, right? Tell us about that story.
Well, yeah, she went out to visit her cousin, and she took two I-11s on the plane.
Like,
the inflatable kayak.
Yeah,
you check them in as luggage.
This
is the bigger one. There's an I-9 and I-11.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so the lady said it was oversized and overweight. And,
uh-huh.
So, yeah, we knew that. Ava did her homework. And
yeah.
So we paid the $75 to fly them to Oklahoma, and Ava had just these two great kayaks to go paddling around with her. And they loved them so much, they ended up just buying them so she could bring them home.
Oh,
it wasn't a trick, though.
But, yeah, so even the I-11, you can check onto a plane, but you just have to pay an oversized, overweight thing.
Right.
But the I-9, you could check, and it's 50 pounds and not oversized.
Yeah, every airline's different.
Every airline's different.
And I'm not that guy that checks all the details.
Yeah.
But Ava is, and so you take the measurements. They usually have a certain amount of inches of how deep and how. But it's not that hard. And even if it was $75, who cares? That's so cheap to have your own kayak.
To have your own play toy.
Roll it right up, throw it in the rental car, and
show up and blow up. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Corey.
They are. How about we jump to Irvine and talk to Isman, and maybe Isman can correct me on how to pronounce his name. Good morning.
Morning, it's Esau.
Esau, okay.
When it comes down to pulling up to a boiler rock or a kelp bed, well, how's the way you like to position yourself?
Oh, good question.
Wow, that's a great question. You know, it's different. Boiler rocks kind of have a lot of currents and whitewater and things going on.
I call it character.
Yeah. Character. It builds character.
Yes.
And so you have to be really cautious. And I've actually been in some areas where when that surge of the whitewater comes in, it will suck you into it, and then all of a sudden it releases you. So you've really got to spy it out, watch it a little while. And you're doing that anyway because you want to make that right cast of where that you're going to present that bait. So you can get carried away looking for certain things and not watching behind you with swells. So I think it's very good to watch, to look, and then to approach so that you know what you're getting yourself into and how to get out.
Corey, you approach kelp beds and stuff, and you've done this with your MC swim baits a lot. How would you position yourself on a kelp bed, say?
Well, like the boiler rock thing, number one, is definite, you know, making sure that you're safe, number one. And you can make a long cast and do it safely, and you'll learn for the second time you do it, right? And so you learn from experience. But in fishing the kelp, it's so stealthy from a kayak. From a boat, you're noisy. Any step and creek and whatever you're doing, the kayaks are so quiet that even sometimes the movement you're making for sea bass, it attracts them sometimes.
Oh,
believe it or not.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. Fin movement. Yeah.
Yes. As long as you're not like making obnoxious noises.
Pounding sounds.
That's exactly.
Drop your pliers on the deck.
The cool thing about the kayak is you can be in the kelp, over the kelp, but yet throwing up current and bring in your offering from the open ocean and into the kelp.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the calicos position themselves is into the current, so they're facing away from you, and you're bringing the offering to them. And it's kind of a trick way to do it. It's opposite of what you could do from a boat, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
So there are options that are totally unique to kayak fishing that are better because the approach is complete opposite.
Yeah,
are you in a boat or a kayak, Iceman?
I guess we lost them.
Yeah,
but anyway, that would be from a kayak, but from a boat, it depends on whether you're going to anchor, whether you're going to drift and stuff like that. But what you said was really important: is that figure out how the fish are feeding, and they're always feeding with their heads into the current, right?
Well, it's just imagine a trout in the stream, right?
Right.
You know, they're always facing into the current, and
well, and that's where things are going to come by.
Yeah. So if you're going to anchor a boat, you're going to anchor where it's up above the structure, up above where the current's going to take your bait to, right?
Dave Hansen could tell us all
about
it. You
mean you're a saltwater guy?
Exactly. That guy, listen, anchoring up and chumming up fish, he's going to have a lot to say about it. And we've got him on hold. And Dave Hansen, the Catch Report, is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. And not only the best, they have the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase their fresh fish, their smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, tuna burgers, poke kit, their ceviche spice kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we've been mentioning this for months and weeks and weeks. Be sure you have to make your reservations, and it is a must. Whether you're going next month or next year, give them a call. Don't call them. Text them. You can text them at this number. Just let them know the date you're going and what boat you're on and your name.
The Fisherman's Processing is absolutely the most incredible, seamless thing.
Seamless.
Yeah.
It's 619-255-3128.
And the product, the quality, how good is it, Ron?
Oh, it was unbelievable. We did some bluefin yesterday.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and the packaging.
Sounds
the
delicious.
Thick plastic.
Oh, yeah. Using that 5 mil. Pay the little extra money, get that 5 mil. It's worth it.
No,
yeah,
it's for sure. Way worth it.
Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, good morning, Ron, Pete. And, Corey, how are you guys today? And, yes, we have a little bit of information about anchoring. You can go over to our website, Your Saltwater Guide. Check that out. But, Jake, Pete, was there anybody at the tackle days yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
There's a few.
Like, yeah, thousands. It was great. It was great.
I heard it was pretty spectacular. Well, that's good. Congratulations to Rick and Doug and everybody else that was involved. Corey, did you sell any bait?
A few, yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Hey,
cool.
At a two-for-one deal.
That's awesome.
At a two-for-one deal, they absolutely go. And it's not upping the price to discount it. That's buy two, get one free.
Yeah, that was a pretty sensational deal.
Well, great. Hey, we're down here on the Golden Gate right now, Pete. We got Ford Dorado on the boat. We just let a sailfish go. We got a nice striped marlin. It's a beautiful morning down here, but let's talk about what's going on at Catalina, because that seems to be the most consistent. It made it through all that wind. There's still a phenomenal amount of bonita on the front side of the island. The calico bass fishing's pretty good, and the boats that tried their hand at rock fishing at Catalina yesterday did very, very well. Catalina is still the most consistent place in Southern California right now. If you want to just go and catch some fish, there seems to be quite a bit of stuff going on at Catalina. And now we got some nice weather. That bluefin seems to have rebounded a little bit. It's trying to bite out there on Cortez and the Tanner. Still, I know we got hampered by the wind for a couple of days, but it seems like it bounced back. There's still plenty of bait in the area. That fish will just have some more consistent weather. I think it'll just keep on biting all the way till Christmas. It doesn't seem like it wants to go anywhere. And then along the coast, there's still a little bit of calico bass to catch. But the main focus right now is rockfish with that major dump in the water temperature. But that's okay. It's fall time. That's what we're supposed to be doing this time of year in Southern California. There's still absolutely no reason to not go fishing. You want to get out there, call Ron, get a kayak, go fish, go do something. Just get out on the water and go fishing.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And fishdope.com, it'll keep you on the fish. That's for sure. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find out about anchoring, about fishing, about all kinds of different videos that you have on your saltwater guide? Where do you do that?
Well, thanks, Pete. We have 480 how-to videos covered to everything you need to know about fishing in Southern California. We got a great deal going on right now, holiday package available. Give me a call at 949-374-0786. We'll get you set up, or you can go directly to the website and look at our holiday gift package we got. And thank you very much for letting me be on the show. I'm going to get back to marlin fishing here.
All right. Have fun down there, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that, Dave, very much. All right, Corey, well, you got one good one, huh? I'm from the texters. The show through the via the Let's Talk Hookup app, of course.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I wanted to let the listeners know, Pete, that that was sponsored by Terrafin. And temperature chlorophyll and more. Terrafin is a professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Check Terrafin.com, and it's definitely something you want to have. I know there's been some bluefin within 30 miles of every harbor now.
Whoa.
It's definitely Terrafin comes
in handy.
And
it's November.
Right? Yeah. I know it. So here's a text, Pete. It says, good morning, guys. Question for Ron. How is the resale value for the older I-11s, and I want to upgrade to an Outback, and wondering how I might get from an I-11 and upgrade it into a new steering kit. And that's Craig in Ocean Beach.
Oh, the new steering kits. We've got a bunch of them, and we've been putting them on for free now.
And this is like on the inflatable.
The original I-11,
uh-huh.
Before they came out with the iTrex 11,
uh-huh.
The original I-11 has a twist and stow rudder on it. Mm-hmm. And with years of folding, it's just not smooth. And it's not a very efficient rudder shape. It's okay.
Yeah.
But once you put the new rudder, the one that comes on the iTrex, we have a kit for that. It's a real easy thing to do. You just bring your boat down. We'll install it for you. And we've been calling all the people on our list, just making them aware that this is available. And I have them now in stock,
okay.
Gobs of them. And it turns your old I-11 into a completely different boat.
All right. Put them in there.
Yeah. We have a bunch of them. The guys,
you know, the other thing, too, that we haven't talked about are these salty bags that you brought for Corey and myself.
That was a surprise to me, too.
Yeah. So you got a bunch of those that you're going to blow out, right? These are great waterproof bags.
I went on that trip, and I'm like going, God, where do I put all these boots and pillows and all these things on the long trip? It's kind of new to me, you know. And so I borrowed a bag from Jared, you know, the Salty Crew guys, and I open it up. I go, man, this thing gets big.
Yeah.
It can be small. And so I brought those in so you could see them, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
And we've got them at the store, and we'll have more. I mean, I just have a few.
Yeah.
But we're going to stock because they're really an efficient way to backpack waterproof and a duffel bag that's waterproof.
Ron, whether you're a surfer, a fisherman, a kayaker, an outdoorsman, period,
right.
To have something that's waterproof.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was blown away. Because when you're just staging to get somewhere, you're always putting your bags down. Well, everything's wet in our environment. Wet and sandy.
Yeah, and not in this bag, though.
Whether you're hopping on your own private boat or getting on the San Diego in the morning, everything's damp and dewy.
I got to tell you, things are the way they design things now, everything's just getting better. We're so lucky.
Oh, it's so cool. Hey, Robert Doyon from Canyon Country said that he called Vessel Assist, and they will come out for mechanical failure, not just because you're tired. But if you're in trouble, maybe the Coast Guard would
come. My Mirage drive's having a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, there you go. I'm having mechanical failure.
Yeah, the engine's not working.
Yeah, for sure.
You're the engine.
Oh,
that's great.
Good stuff. Hey, we're going to be We'll be right back with more good stuff when we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Kosta sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Kosta is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Kosta was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Kosta has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at KostaSunglasses.com.
Swordfish season is on, and now's the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Springlock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, just having so much fun.
Ready to go to Rancho Leonero off that spot, right?
I know. Yeah. Doesn't that sound beautiful?
How does he do that? He hypnotized me. He just, now I'm thinking of Baja.
Yeah, there you go. I already have the margarita in hand.
Yeah. They got the Hobie kayaks down there.
I was thinking about just fishing that little beach there going up.
Oh, yeah.
Those little rock spots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart. That's someone who's been around a little. Yeah, he likes it.
Who's that other guy? Oh, Ron. Hi, Ron.
Ron, yeah. Hey.
Good morning.
Nice to see you yesterday at Tackle Day.
Wasn't that a great day? Congratulations to Doug and Rick and Frank and
Carl.
You know, it was a wonderful experience, and I had a great time.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were having a great time, too. You guys laugh a lot when you're on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Other than being freezing cold and early in the morning there, I underdressed. I should have dressed like I was going to Mammoth or something. Cause
that's right.
In the shade there.
Hey, I was wearing a short sleeve shirt, you know?
So, yeah, I know. You're tough. You're tougher than me. I'm a wimp. I admit it. I live in Southern California too long, so it's like, I got to get cold when it's like 50.
But, Ron, who started the day talking about a kayak with sails on it, and it got me thinking back to 44 years ago when a young man named Ron Lane was and his wife, Debbie, were selling sailboats at the hall shows. in San Diego.
That was funny. Yeah. I mean, I tell that story all the time. But you and your dad walk in and go, "We think we got a place you can sell some sailboats, Ron." And I go, "Really? What?" And he's a fishing show. And I go, "A what? A fishing show?" We sold more boats at that fishing show you got me to go to than we did at any of the sailboat shows. It was like the people that go fishing also want to go sailing, also want to go surfing, also want to do kayak. I mean,
well, they're outdoor enthusiasts.
That's right. Yeah. So his clientele at those shows is the same guy that buys all that outdoor stuff. So I got to tell you, I was a sucker from then on. It's like I say to Bart, you just tell me when and where, I'm there. It's just a great show.
There's another one-liner.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did it again.
Hey, I was thinking, too, about how many inflatables do you have? How many different kinds?
Oh, there's six. Yeah, they even have the Eclipse one.
We need to have a new show up and blow up, especially down there at Del Mar, where we blow them all up and see who can do which one the fastest. I'll have to come up with a prize for the fastest blow up.
You're talking my language now. I really liked it when you brought the pool into my booth, and I won $100 from Steve Pinard, which I donated to Friends of Rollo.
Oh,
if Bart would get in the kayak in the pool.
And he did.
Always great seeing you, Bart, and always great hearing from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, and looking forward to the shows coming up for sure. Hey, Corey, let's jump back in the phone.
All right, let's do it. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Thanks for joining us this morning. Let's talk hookup, Hills.
Good morning, Ron and Pete and Corey. Thanks for taking my call. Doug from Montebello had that question about vessel assistance, boats and kayaks. And I just wanted to say up in my area, man, Gaviota, be careful. That is the standard winds will blow you way out to sea, and it's happened to a lot of people. So there's that one.
Yeah.
And then and the winds switch up there just at the drop of a hat. I mean, they just like all of a sudden they're it's offshore.
Yeah. but yet it's a very safe, protected coastline like La Jolla Shores is.
It's great up there.
Yeah.
We kayaked on that sailing.
It's like
go ahead.
It's like a wind tunnel there. The northwest wind goes down the canyon up the 101, and it's like concentrated right at Gaviota Beach. It's insane. We tried to camp there, and you can't because your tent, all the tent poles break by morning. You're underneath the thing. But I wanted to ask Ron about he's been fishing the Brawla rig. Thanks to Brawla for that, man. I can't wait to try it. My question is one thing is your pound test off the bottom of the ring the same? And then how crazy are people that they would put an eddy rig for the sinker below that?
Never even thought about that, huh?
Wow. Well, I did on the line coming from the bottom of the hook, the circle hook, or I mean the ringed hook.
So what was your main line to the circle?
I was on 80 pounds.
80 pounds. Okay.
Yeah, and
then from the ring to the bottom.
40.
Is 40.
But that's,
because you want that kind of a breakaway sinker.
No, that was just because, well, yes and no. Usually you lose your weight, your sinker, because when they bring it over the rail, it gets caught underneath and it pulls off.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how, I don't know enough about it to know what, you know, the designated line should be.
But I think that's kind of pretty common, you know, 30, 40 pound test.
So I was just more aware of it when I caught another fish doing that and didn't lose my weight. But I did on the first one.
Yeah.
I lost the weight, and I don't know where it lost it. But it was 40 pound, which is maybe light.
You'll have to ask the professor.
Hey, Chris will know.
Yeah, Chris will know. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Nice to hear from you, Hill. You have a great text?
I do. It kind of piggybacks on the same thing. And this comes from Sean in Oceanside. And he says, hey, guys, I'd love to see a pic of the drop shot rig on the website, but more importantly, what do you mean by pinning the sardine from the bottom to the top? He says, thanks.
Okay, so I'm glad he asked me that.
It is important.
No, no, this is really important. And the way Chris told me is, you know, he has to tell me instructions very specifically because he knows I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
And he knows that I'm going to screw it up.
You have that same disease I do.
Yeah. So so he says, Ron, take your rig over to the bait receiver and put the weight in.
Oh, in the well. Into the bait
into
well.
The well.
In one of the little captive ones. Put your bait in the one next to it. Turn the bait over in the water, in the well, and start with that V, you know, the V underneath their jaw.
Underneath their gill plate.
And slide the hook in there. And you have to do it in such a way that when you come through that bony part, that you're pinning right through that bony part. And to get that circle hook through there is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
You'll need to put pressure on it.
Yeah.
So you'll need to reinforce the back of the bait's head or you break his neck.
Most importantly, listening to this, all you want to do is make sure you pin the mouth shut. So on the drop, it's not flailing and
right.
has his mouth open.
Right, and stays on the hook, too.
And stays on the hook,
because that's kind of the other thing,
can
too,
drop
is
it
you
quicker.
Don't, you don't want to go too far, because if you go too far, you're going to brain him and you kill it.
You need to get Matt back in here.
Yeah.
You need to have Matt from the San Diego and Gavin.
Yeah. Oh, we're going
Pacific
to.
Queen.
Oh, yeah.
They were so good.
Yeah, and I love that he's asking that question because it is a new way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm the
Practice
guy that just
it.
Learned it,
yeah.
you know, and so how can I give instructions?
Yeah.
But it worked first time and it was appropriate because my bait was down there quicker.
Yep.
My bait was in the target zone.
Yep.
And it was at the right depth. They called out the depth. My reel had the measurements on it, so I knew where I was.
Ron, 125 pounds proven.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, got another great text from Corey in Escondido. By the way, Corey says that Kevin Nakata won the casting contest again.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Kevin
the
job,
Sea
Kevin.
Samurai. Yeah. Ron, a Hobie looks like a ton of fun, but I'm concerned about weather. I'll be able to handle and whether I'll be able to handle it. Does fast lane kayaks or do test drives or rent? Can I try it out to make sure that I can do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yes, you can do it, number one. And yes, you can.
Oh, you can do it. Anybody can do it. It's great. And once you try it, you're going to be hooked.
Yeah.
But
I mean, just go down a fast lane, talk to them.
Well,
and
call in. And, and we're planning to have demo days.
Some kind of a demo day.
And we can tell what boat we can tell what boat you're headed towards.
Yeah.
We've been outfitting these things for 20 years.
Yeah.
And we'll know what model will be right for you. And if it takes putting you in one to get you hooked, I will do that.
Yeah, if you're
just
a serious
call.
Buyer,
sure. Just call.
Yeah, they'll take care of you. Hey, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Rich? Rich calling from Bradley. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Rich.
Morning, guys. And the stories about the bluefin drop shot kind of brought up some questions for me about the because I've got a ton of confidence in freshwater drop shot, but the details being different because of the ringed hook made me think about the surf fishing drop shot that you use for the fluke for halibut. And I'm wondering Corey could maybe add some details of how much different that is and difference in hooks. And do you use basically the same rigging as you would for freshwater, or are you using the same one you would for a bluefin, but just downscaled with your hardware?
Yeah, I know. That's a lot to digest right there, Rich. The freshwater drop shotting is usually a smaller hook through the nose of the bait and making it dance and do crazy things. The surf fishing drop shot, I use a legit size, like a 5-inch slug style with a 5-inch Gamakatsu extra wide gap, or not an extra wide gap, but a swim bait style hook unweighted. So it's a very large hook, and it's directly to the line. And the reason you do that is every little twitch you give your rod transmits right to the hook, and so you're making a dance and do things that way. A circle in front of that would change the action, and maybe not for the worse, but you just have to be aware that, of what you're doing. And the reason it works for the bluefin is you're getting it down right to the depth. Yeah. That bait is still
wiggling it in front of them,
wiggling like crazy. And it amazes me that you're using a circle hook on a drop shot. Yeah. And think about it. Like, you're limiting the distance you're allowing that hook to get into the mouth, but you're still hooking them, and maybe it hooks them even better.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It was when I was really curious about that. In fact, I cut the hook off when I got it off the line to look at it, so I remembered the knots and the size of the line, you know, I still have the hook, and I'm going, looking at that fish and that little hook kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It did. Yeah.
Because it's not a big hook, like a 1-0 or a 2-0.
And there was no set it, there was no warning, it just, bam.
You were on. Did you have it in gear when you had it in gear? So you fish it in gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. When you're fishing drop shot on the freshwater, do you fish it in gear?
So you would. Yeah, you would. And the whole trick to that in freshwater is you're letting your weight go to the bottom.
Right.
You're using a very light, little, tiny, just almost a split shot amount of weight to get it down. And with it resting on the bottom, then allows you to get slack to your offering. And you twitch your rod and make it dance.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, it is not a style I'm into. It's just.
I know.
It's so finessey that.
I'll tell you, it's a style I'm really into because I'm a really lousy freshwater bass fisherman.
Oh, come on.
And I can catch a lot of fish on the drop shot.
No, you will,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's so finessey that it. I like to cover water and get a reaction bite, whether it's on a crankbait or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're not getting bit and you want to get bit, man,
will.
That drop shot rig in freshwater for bass
is
deadly.
And it's because you've got it 12 or 24 inches off the bottom. You literally put it right in their view. Yeah. And
you just twitch it in gear, and then they just consume it.
You just don't want to over-twitch it. It's
just
like, look at it in the water and see what you're doing. It's a fun technique.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
I have a text that's along with this, Pete, if you don't mind. It's for Ron. He says, do you ever take your kayaks for largemouth, and if so, where in SoCal? And it comes from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
No.
I'm a
saltwater guy, I want to. I just don't know the spots, and I don't go a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
I love doing it. I brought this up selfishly because the kayak in freshwater is something that not a lot of people do.
Yep.
It's something that our lakes are totally, like, designed for.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to launch a huge boat to get in those areas. You can paddle a kayak 2-3 miles, no problem.
Sure. Oh, easy, yeah.
But you approach the fish, again, from a different angle, quieter. You get the bites that a boat can't get, and you're doing it with ease. You're doing it with a simple kayak. You're putting in the water and having a great time. And like we mentioned earlier, you come up on the wildlife just as stealthy as you do the fish.
No, right.
It's really
right.
And the deer come in so close. It's beautiful.
And bears.
And,
and bears.
We all fish Barrett Lake.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I know I've got a lot of clients that are just psycho about that place.
Yes. Jeff from Huntington Beach, I will say nothing else.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, one more text here. Dave, Big Dave from Ladera Ranch actually has a comment and a good question, too. He says, I was told that you have to have a net when fishing in a kayak. I bought a collapsible net and keep it in the hull with access and behind the seat in my hatch on the kayak. Also take it out. I also take it out when paddling around to scoop trash out of the water, which is a great suggestion. I've done that before on small boats where you just it doesn't have to be out. It just has to be on the boat
right.
to be legal. And then he also has, he says, my kayak weighs 75 pounds, and is there a recommendation for a roof rack that I can easily load on my Explorer?
Most racks will do 75 pounds.
Yeah.
In fact,
and you
Thule,
sell
Yakima,
really cool racks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And most of those are at 160 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, that's their limit. And so a couple of kayaks on top of a roof rack is fine. But, you know, everybody wants lighter these days.
Yeah.
And so Hobie reacted to lighter, and they came up with this. The new Lynx.
The Lynx is amazing.
Oh, it's so
super
light.
Super stable.
And when you put
how much does the Lynx weigh?
It's 45 pounds.
And how much does a Outback weigh?
Close to 90.
90. And how much does a Pro Angler 12 weigh?
110.
110. So get, wow. That kind of gives you an example of how light that Lynx is.
Yeah, when you put on
so
a Pro Angler, you got to be sneaky. You
so is that Lynx? So that's 45 pounds with the Mirage drive in it?
No.
The Lynx. That's just the bare boat.
The hull.
And those are all bare boat type of the hulls.
Right.
That's what bare boat weights.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right.
And they load easier the better you get at it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean better you get at it, the more technique you use.
Yeah.
And anybody that is having trouble, there's so many YouTube videos of how to do these things.
And you know what it comes down to? Geometry.
Yeah,
and understanding where the weight should be.
That's right.
And yeah. It's an easy, you can do it with a one-handed lift.
Yeah.
Once you have the right position, if you have the right positioning, it is so simple to do.
Yeah. And it's then they're stackable.
Oh, well, the Lynx is really easy.
Yeah,
I mean,
Lynx, yeah.
When we first got them, we sold 20 of them the first weekend we got them.
I remember.
And we had the open house out front, and Ava and my wife Debbie were putting them on top of their little cars by themselves, you know, showing
just
how
demoing.
Gals can go put two of them on and stack them and go. And it was just, I'm going, this is
amazing.
Because if you can put a kayak on top of a car as easily as a stand-up paddleboard,
yes,
you're going to probably pick the kayak because you
for
can
sure.
sit down and cover some ground.
Yeah. So let's try and sneak in one more call
let's
here.
Let's do it real fast here. How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Appreciate you joining us, Mike.
Hey, good. Thanks for picking up my line. Hey, I got something that's very basic. Why don't people try and practice on dead bait floating in the bait well? You know, with circle hooks and all that, and practice will make it perfect. But it's hard when they're trying to grab the bait that's very lively and then turn it upside down and hook it a certain way with their circle hooks. I mean, it only makes common sense just to practice on a dead bait. And then the other thing there, Ron, is why don't you recommend carrying a backup paddle on your float tubes? Not float tubes, on your kayak. I mean, I've never heard anybody say having a backup paddle.
Oh, all of the – that's a good question. Hey, all of the Hobies come with a paddle.
Yeah, a backup paddle.
Well, yeah, backup or primary. I mean, you can paddle if you want. It just, to me, once I pedal it, I don't hardly ever use the paddle. And boats come with it. They have a place for them on all of our kayaks. And I think that's a great suggestion. You should always have a backup. Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, that's seamanship. A little redundancy is good. You don't want to be out at La Jolla on an offshore wind without a paddle.
I mean, yeah. Right? I can think of a couple one-liners for that one.
That for sure. Hey, real quick question from Jeff here. What is the max weight limit on a pro angler?
Max
so
weight.
So 12 or 14. Like how big a person?
How much weight could you put in it? How large of a person?
Well, that's interesting because the Pro Angler 14 has a 600 pound capacity.
Holy mackerel!
The Pro Angler 12 has a 500 pound capacity.
That's so huge. There you go.
And the Outback has a 425 pound capacity. So you can put a lot of stuff on it and some. Big guys.
What a big
either
dude.
One of those.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. When guys come in and they look at the pro angler and there's these giant men that are, you know, 6'5", 300 pounds.
You're not describing Bart, are you?
Yeah, Bart. Yeah, Bart was in a
Bart
pro angler, no problem.
Yeah.
But I was at the ICAST show and there was a man that was 7 feet tall and he weighed like 300 plus.
And he got in one?
No, he's a kayak fisherman. He's like
a professional kayak fisherman.
Yeah, and he has a website. And to look at him standing up in a pro angler, it just makes it look like,
yeah,
wow.
And that's the thing about the pro anglers is you can stand in them, too. Yeah.
It just cracked me up.
Too, if you want.
Yeah, and he's got a funny video. One time he was casting, and he hooked a rod in the back, and he casted the rod and threw it away.
Oh, my Lord.
It's hysterical, yeah.
That's crazy. All right, hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego to Seaforth. When we return on the Let's Talk Hook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it's such a fun show, Ron, and Ron's got the coin in hand. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty Go.
Diego. The pressure's on.
Right? All right, a caller, and today the caller is Mike from Rosemead, wins the full-day trip on the San Diego.
All right, congratulations, Mike. That's great. We'll send you a certificate, and you can go fishing with Booger and Matt and the
what
gang
a cool
on the
deal,
San Diego.
Right?
Out of
and use the
fishing.
Dropper.
Yeah.
No, the drop shot.
The guy came up.
The brawler rig.
The brawler rig.
Yeah. There you go.
So, all right, Ron.
They'll know more about it than I do.
Of course, Fastlane Kayaks closed every Sunday because that's family day, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but Monday, or actually Sunday and Monday are closed.
Right now.
Yeah. Right now. But Tuesday through Saturday, how do we find you?
We're right there across the street from SeaWorld. Dana Landing Marina.
Right next to Dana Landing Market.
That's right.
I call it home base of fun.
Yeah, Dana Launch Ramps.
Oh, yeah, with all those. That's such a fun place. We're always watching fish come in.
And you have Hobie kayaks. You have Salty Crew gear. You have great clothing.
Stand-up paddle boards, paddles.
We got a great deal on paddles. Oh, my God. Like the best paddle we've ever used.
Right.
For a stand-up paddle. If you want a great deal on the best paddle ever, get them while they're hot.
Yeah, we have a super deal on paddles.
Yeah, like beyond super deal. So go check it out. Thanks, Ron. Great to have you. And we'll look forward to having you back out on the water. And, Corey, thanks for being in here today. We sure appreciate all you do. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board there. We sure appreciate him. And we sure appreciate Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll be back next Saturday. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. He's going to be here talking some fishing. I'll bet he'll be talking about that AFCO coastal trip down to Baja, too. And then next Sunday, Captain Chauncey Priel from the CJ up out of Channel Islands is going to be here.
What a cool
talking
show.
Talking all kinds of good stuff. That's next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.